Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 30th of September 2025. Today's topic is Salvation for a Persecutor. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 9 verses 1 through 8. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Verse 4. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 9 verse 5. And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Saul, who later became Paul, was highly religious and zealous about his faith and convictions in Judaism, and persecuted intensely Christians in his attempts to compel others to follow his pernicious way. On his way to Damascus to persecute Christians, Jesus, the merciful Savior, revealed himself to him and saved him. Many Christians today who pray that their enemies and persecutors should die should learn from the salvation story of Paul, whom Jesus did not kill but saved his soul when he became penitent. As Christian youth, you should endure persecution and pray for your persecutors so that they too can be saved. Imagine preaching alongside with your persecutors for sinners to see the light of the gospel, as it happened to Paul. If you preach the gospel passionately in the school and neighborhood, you will make impact in the lives of people, and God will through you save some. No matter how tough a persecutor is, Jesus will save such a person. If you are not yet a friend of Jesus like Paul before his conversion, you can be saved now. Quote for the day: Pray for your persecutors. The challenge for today is: Every persecutor is a potential Paul. Prayer. O God, arrest every soul in our society for salvation. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.